أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمر ومن نفس لا تجبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا. اللهم الهمني رشدي واعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم بارك لنا في هذا الجمع. اللهم ارزقنا نور العلم وبصيرة العلم وفهم العلم وحكمة العلم ورحمة العلم وبهاء العلم والعمل بما نعلم وتعليم عبادك يا رب العالمين والدعوة والتبليغ خالصا لوجهك الكريم يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله، is anybody of you read some of what we decided to read yesterday? MashaAllah. Okay, sister, tell me what you read and what you gain. Yes?
I gained, there was one verse that in all simplicity said, actually it was a warning to not to be preoccupied with worldly affairs, like dunya.
She was the first one to raise her hand. Okay.
that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained it to the form like Mata and the living world. So be strong, be patient, keep up the death, and Allah wants nobody can harm you. And Allah doesn't want to save you, nobody can save you. This is the message.
MashaAllah. Okay, the two messages was the first young lady, she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His bounty is over us, overwhelming us. The bounty of Allah is all over. And sometimes we take small things for granted, but we do not remember. Is Allah bounty to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to praise Allah and thank Allah and not to be attached to worldly things. The message she received is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has hardship and we have to continue with patience and we have to remember Allah is a doer. Nobody can harm us if Allah will protect us. And if Allah do not want to protect us, nobody can protect us. Anybody else read and want to share? Go ahead, sister.
We should be 41 with dignity and respect because these are the words of Allah.
MashaAllah. But what you gain of what you're reading? I'm asking you, what you gain of what you're reading?
So after you have to read it with more.
Yeah, but did you read it?
Yeah.
And what you gain, what come in your heart? Whatever. Whatever it is, tell me what's the feeling.
Fear of Allah.
Fear of Allah.
That's the only thing that we have to follow and not follow. We have to worship from Allah.
MashaAllah.
And after that, I want to see the day of judgment coming. We should be deluded in this world.
MashaAllah. By the way, all of you, what surah you was referring to? Who else won't tell me anything about what he read or what she read? We decided yesterday to read the chapter of Surah Al-An'am, or at least whatever it is, from Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-Muzammil, Surah Al-Muddathir. Surah Al-An'am did not talk about that.
The charity.
Charity.
Charity,
only the Quran talk about charity. Not zakat. Because Surah Al-An'am is Makkiyah, no obligation. I cannot read. Yes, so stop charity. Okay. MashaAllah.
Every all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told Prophet Muhammad to say to believers and how they will react, that's how 99% of us are reacting and we hear.
Allah ifta alayhi. What she said is, what she read in Surah Al-An'am and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a companion, face in the beginning of Mecca is no different between us. And the way we do it now, exactly no different. Okay, sister.
I learned that Allah created us from the clay. He gave us life, He gave us everything. And the way He created us, He could destroy us too. Like, whoever He wants to do another community or a cult that we disbelieve, He could destroy the whole community.
MashaAllah. Now I have three sisters give me beautiful answers. But I have only one word. Okay, go ahead. What are you doing with Quran now?
No, I'm just gonna read when you're gonna go to profile.
Okay. But for four, okay, go ahead. No, him first because he raised his hand first.
But I learned was that how Allah
meaning you read certain an hour.
Yeah.
Allah iftahaj.
It said like how he was saying close and just believe that, and you're like, we won't believe because we want something else, like for example an angel, because we want something stronger, and then if a lot of people an angel they would want something stronger.
What do you gain? Don't tell me what you read. What coming in your heart? Something, a message, a sentence. Something you sleep with before you go to sleep. You see, somebody told me something. What you read is one thing, what click in your heart is what you receive. You can read for 7 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. What click in your heart in the end, even if it's a sentence, this is what you gain. It's not that 12 hours, this is what you gain. I'm interested in what you gain. Not your note, not what you're reading, what you gain. Yes, Norman.
All I gained was how I saw some, he gave a message. And like Allah says that the people are not going to believe. Some of them are not going to believe. No matter what you do, they're not going to believe. So just he gave messages. And like, as if from the desert, he was supposed to give a message to warn them. Mm-hmm. This one, he already warned them. And Allah is saying that I'm going to believe.
It's also an important point. Brother Norman, he said, is the message he received is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah told him to give the message, but keep giving it. Who will believe, who disbelieve is not your business, keep going. And this about people who get to know me now. You will find me in certain situations, I'm very tough. We say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a warrior, he gives messages. Now, once a certain day she came to me and told me, lately you're tough, and you talk to people in a tough way. And let me tell you something, honest to Allah. Believe me, I'm scared of being tough. But let's look at ourselves, honest to Allah, where we are. How much lower we can go? How much lower we can go? Tell me, how much lower we can go? Let me tell you something scary, if you understand my message. Just being happy because you make Salah and Zakat and your family is good, you are really lying. Even I see our youth, the one who go to Syria, to go to Saudi Arabia, to go to Egypt, to be a scholar and come back, is scary. Because he go with a narrow minded, I won't be good. Is that enough? You do not even do a doubt over your duty. You have to be good to yourself, good to other. You have to go with the intention to gain knowledge, to give it to other. We have a duty. The boat is sinking, and sinking so fast. And we is the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the job of Umar bin Ma'ruf from Nahi al-Munkar. If we deny the job, how we look like in the front of Allah? If you look at me and think I'm doing wonder, believe me, I'm doing nothing. I'm just starting in the edge of being a Muslim. If you ask me who you are and where you are, I tell you I'm in the edge between Islam and out of Islam. Why? Because you have a job. All of us has a job. Imagine if we go to Allah and say, Allah, I do not like your job, I get another job. How you can face Allah? Oh Allah, but I worship you, I make salah, I make zakah, I make hajj, I make fasting, I do charity. Is it all this for you? This only for you. You are the only beneficial one. You did my obligation for you to be a Muslim. What you done to me? Like one scholar in the early 70s, I heard him in a gathering with women in Saudi Arabia. And the whole session was thousands and thousands of people talking about marriage issue. And this scholar in the end, he said something so powerful. He said, you guys come and marry and divorce, for all kind of nonsense. Is nobody marry and divorce for Allah? Is nobody marry for Allah, divorce for Allah? Because if you marry for Allah or divorce for Allah, you stand in the front of Allah and you will be happy. But anyone of you else, you are in trouble. And this is why our marriage, our family is structure, is shaky, is hollow, is empty, because it never started right. What for Allah, it continued. What is not for Allah, it never continued. By this way, please, try to look with a vision. I said to the sister today morning, imagine we have another 2-3 September 11, one after another. Think about it. 2-3 September 11, one after another. How America react, government and local people. All the messages will be closed. Exactly like what happened. No messages anymore. Now all of us, or the majority, will take the hijab off, the beard off, Yankee on. What's my name? Michael, John, Tom, whatever it is, Suzanne, Daddy, and no more Islam. Why? Because you're scared of your life. I bear witness, and this scholar, he told me, don't say it, but I say it because the time is coming. He told me 10 years ago, he's one of the people you can call from the Awliya Salihin, not a regular scholar. He told me, if you're still alive, masajid will be closed. The masajid of the earth will be closed, and you cannot have masajid anymore. I tell him, if the masajid will be closed, what do we have to do? He said, you have to generate Mecca again. But this time, the price will be your life. Today we do da'wah and people give us sweet, treat us so nice, and tell us, mashallah, you are nice, and they elevate you. He said, this is not da'wah. But Allah is so merciful with us. Da'wah, it will cost your life. This is da'wah. Meaning at this time, to leave your house with the intention to go to somebody else's house, to give da'wah, it might cost your life. At this time, this is the time da'wah will be started. And this is the beginning of Mecca. And he said, there's no way until Mecca start again. There's no way until Mecca start again. And if you look all over the earth with a real vision, you will see Mecca is coming very close. What about us? All of us, you see, Allah does not care about numbers. Number doesn't mean nothing in the front of Allah. If you want to destroy us, no problem. Look at Turkey, what happened. A few years ago, a small earthquake, boom! Afghanistan, Pakistan, Far East, Middle East, whatever. It doesn't matter. Allah, He want us. He want the slave. He want the pure slaves in Allah. This is what Allah cares about. Now, in the front of Allah, all of us now, you have to go. I was saying to one sister today morning, I don't expect you to hear me, and all of a sudden, mashallah. No, but let me tell you the sequence, what would happen. The good sequence and the bad sequence. By this way, you will be aware about it. And the really bad sequence is scaring me. Like one sister yesterday, I tell her, nobody come closer to me and continue. Nobody. Very few. Why? She said, maybe it is your sincerity. I tell her, so and so sister, what about you? You came to me a couple of times and disappeared. It was me or you? And why you running away? Anyway, the first stage, seeking knowledge. The first stage, seeking knowledge. This is what we are now. This is a guidance and mercy from Allah. Now, once we arrive here and listen, two things will happen. According to my sincerity, my ikhlas, my self-truthfulness, two things will happen. Either I get more hungry, thinking about what I'm receiving, or I cannot take it, and it's too much for me. And this guidance and tawfiq from Allah. according to the status of the heart. If you are in a normal situation, let me tell you right away. What is a normal situation? What is the situation Allah be pleased with? You receive the message, it's a mercy from Allah. Allah give you a gift. Now what you want to do is a gift. The second level is to think about it. It will take you inside. To the point it might make you hate yourself. If you reach the level to hate yourself, you are in the beginning of the right track. The first stage, you keep thinking until you hate yourself. Why? You hate yourself, the one is too far from Allah. If you reach the second level of hating yourself, you will start crying. And you start seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you still honest and sincere and keep knocking in the door of Allah and crying and thinking, Allah will put the pleasure and the ache and the want and the desire and the zeal of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the third stage. If the zeal and the desire and the want is really generated, now we reach level number four. Anybody knows the level number four? Whoever tell me number four? Sacrifice. You jump in one. There's one more. We just said it. Everything is start with plus. After desire, the desire is overwhelming me. Is one word. If you desire something, what it means, what it generates inside of you?
Sincerity.
What? Love. When you desire something, you love it. If I think about something over and over again, once I think about it, I desire it. Once I desire it, I love it. Once I love it, I will sacrifice shahida. Once I desire it, I will sacrifice. Once I desire it, I will be able to do. Once I desire it, I can. All what you're talking about is correct, but after love. Why today we cannot do? Because the love is not there. Or the amount of love is so tiny, cannot able to move. But if you want 24 karat bracelets, you will make a lot of phone call. You will sacrifice many days to look where the shop is the best number, the best price, the best desire. Why? Because you have a love. You have a love for this piece you want. And once you love something, you will sacrifice for it. Do you see how it goes? If the zeal, the desire, the want generated, now the love. And once you love, you obey whom you love. You sacrifice for whom you love. And I said to one sister today morning, I said, why today as a Muslim, the majority of our marriage is wrong, is not good. Do you know why? We do not have a pure love. We do not have a pure love in our heart to our husband and wife. Our love is shaky. There's maybe tiny love mixed with a lot of garbage. Why? Anybody tell me why? Why we cannot even love pure love?
Because when you start off, you didn't start off properly.
What's that?
When you started a marriage, it wasn't for the Allah. It was for the for the worldly gain.
But we're talking about simple love. What's that?
The heart
is empty.
Lack of sincerity.
Is no ikhlas. Because even when I said to somebody, I love you, I do not love you. And when you tell me, I love you, I do not love you. It is the love related to something. It's not related to the being. It's not related to the reality. Why are we starting with this topic now? Anybody know? Number one, my duty to make you calm, to let you understand where we're going. By this way, you cannot say this guy is putting us in a corner. No. You are in a very beautiful status, but you have to do what you have to do. If you value what we're talking about, it will continue. If you value it more, what you're hearing, and if you really cherish it in your heart, wonder what happened. You think about it more and more. The more you think about it, the more you desire it. The more you desire it, the more you love it. Once you love it, you're ready to obey and sacrifice. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He always tells us to remember Him in abundance. Because the moment you start remembering Him, like the first lady, what she said? She said, the message she received is the na'am of Allah. And she 100% correct. Because Surah Al-An'am is about the na'am of Allah, the bounty of Allah. And we're going to go through it now and we see. Do you see now how it goes? Once a companion was able to do the sacrifice and all the things we talk about, it was the love and devotion and loyalty and the obedience to Allah. Why? Because they are overwhelming with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, the desire overwhelming them to the point nobody else is willing to do anything for him, for anybody except Allah. Now this journey, it doesn't take overnight. It's a journey, it has to have ikhlas inside. It has to. And once you do that, the gap will start happening between you and your family. A lot of fraction will happen. People do not like to hear what I'm saying. Because we like to see what we have. Why we like to see what we have? Because we believe what we have is the best. But this is what we believe. Now once you go toward Allah, Allah is the ultimate wisdom. He has to trial you with what you have. He has to. But today Allah is so merciful with us. He takes you very slowly. Do you know if any one of us really go up, wallahi you would see. Wallahi you would see. You would be tried, you cannot believe it. But Allah is so merciful. He gives us trial according to our iman. This is why yesterday was talking about the jinn topic for almost 3 hours. And when I really look at the ummah today, what's the problem? It's no iman. The iman and yaqeen is so weak. And this is the whole topic in Mecca. The whole topic in Mecca, iman and yaqeen. Because the more you believe in somebody, the more you desire him. You see, take it step by step in a simple way. If you believe in somebody, really believe in the somebody, what are you going to do? You respect, you trust, you rely. You have no doubt about the person. And once you have no doubt at all, wonder what happened. You're ready to obey. And this generates love. This is why even between Muslim and Muslim, the bond is love. They love each other for Allah. And this is why, when the bond generated, all activity of Islam come. And this is why I saw it when I was young, wallahi when I was young, like even 15, 16 years old, I saw it. I said, you know what is missing? We have no brotherhood. We have no sisterhood. We have this bond between Muslim women that have. It's all shadow, hollow, empty. Why? Because the reality of iman is not there. Once the reality of iman comes, we have to love each other. We have to. It will come automatically. You do not have to ask for it or seek it. It's almost like the love is the glue. Allah knows a believer with each other with it. But this love will never come unless the heart is pure to Allah. What happens if the heart has some Allah, some dunya? It will not come. It will be a very tiny love. It will not be able to do anything. And this is what happened to us. We have a lot of anger with each other, and a lot of mistrust with each other, and not enough action with each other. Why? Because the love and trust is not there. Now let's go to Surah Al-An'am, which according to the majority of scholars is number 6 of regulation. And why I choose it and my jump went to Surah Al-An'am? Because Surah Al-An'am, it containing the majority of the question and answer about building Iman. And also, it builds a pillar of faith. And without it, we cannot continue anywhere. And let's see how Allah has started. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And before we go to Surah Al-An'am, we say Surah Al-An'am is Makkiyah, is Makki, revealed in Mecca. It is 165 verse. It revealed in one time. It's one of the surah is unique. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced nothing similar the day Surah Al-An'am has been revealed. According to the ahadith and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Surah Al-An'am came one shot, one time, 70,000 angels were surrounding Surah Al-An'am. 70,000 angels between the earth and the sky keep praising Allah and make tasbih and tahmeed. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Imagine, try to live this. A surah coming in earth, descended. 70,000 angels making dhikr. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, all the earth, all the skies full of angels just making dhikr surrounding the surah. What this surah is? Now, let me give you the first secret of the surah, which is very simple and very powerful. Do you know what is it? Anybody know what is it? It's only one word. Only one word. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. You see how the surah starts? الحمد لله. Any surah start with الحمد لله, what does it mean? Anybody know? Any surah start with الحمد لله, what does it mean? Sure, we know it is praising Allah. What does it mean? Every surah, you see, Allah is the best composer. Now, when you compose something, you give it a title, you give it an initial, and the initial should be the sign of what it contains. Do you see? The bounty of Allah. By this way, Allah is telling me, thank me, praise me for my bounty. But it's not the first message. Thank me, praise me, show gratitude to me. Because can I love somebody I do not thank him? Can you love somebody you do not appreciate him? Can you love somebody you do not see his gift to you? Tell me, how? Because the love generated by action, by quality. Why I said in the beginning, our love is fake? Because we do not love the people. We love what they have. You see, we do not love the person. We love what they have. This is not what Allah teaches us. Alhamdulillah. Praise to me. Why is the one I give you? Show gratitude to me. What's the difference between the believer and disbeliever? The disbeliever do not thank Allah. The disbeliever do not show gratitude to Allah. The disbeliever do not believe the gift and everything from Allah. And the opposite. The believer always returns everything to Allah. Believe me, if you just read it the way it should be, you cannot even read it. Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Praise to Allah, the one created heaven and earth. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. And he created and fashioned the darkness and light. ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. And after that, the disbeliever, they go away and they deny. Meaning the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, look at the earth and the sky. Look at the day and night. Is this not a gift? Look at the people who are in North Pole, in Alaska, 6-7 months they have no sun. In darkness, day and night. When it's too cloudy, we're missing the sun. When the sun is too much, we're missing the darkness to cool it down. It's all bounty. Anybody can do it for you except Allah. Look at the simplicity of the message of Allah. And today when we go give da'wah, we try to make it so complicated. Make it simple to yourself and other. This is the real da'wah of Allah. Praise to Allah, the one who creates the heaven and earth. The darkness and light. Believe me, if we want to stop in just word praising Allah, we should be in here for days and nights. Do you know what is our problem today? How you love somebody and not show gratitude to? How you love somebody and you remember somebody and not thanking them? Do you know what is zikr really? Remember Allah, you know what is it? It's a sign of thanks. It's a sign of showing gratitude. If I make a cake for you, if I do any goodness for you, what you do? Oh, brother Ahmad did, brother Ahmad did, brother Ahmad did, brother Ahmad did. What about Allah? The one, He showered us, He drowning us in His generosity, day and night. Even if anyone among you is so sick, like Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, he said something so beautiful. What kind of sickness you have? Tell me any sickness you have. If you have all the sickness on earth, but your heart is moving and saying, Alhamdulillah. Do you know what it means? Anybody tell me what it means?
So then there is no sickness.
Something so beautiful. I'm waiting for one sentence. Something, one sentence. You have to go deep. You see, I'm now jumping. And I've never expected to jump with me. Whoever died in a state of thanks to Allah, you know what happened? He was resurrected under the banner of Hamd in the Day of Judgment. Those who are tongues say, Alhamdulillah, يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَحْتَ لِوَاءَ الْحَمْدِ. Under the banner of Hamd, was the most elevated banner in the Day of Judgment. Those who praise Allah and thank Him. Is this not the ultimate bounty? To be among the first one to enter paradise because you thank Allah and be showing gratitude after Messenger and Prophet. Allah elevates you to be the second. By this way, if I'm a Muslim, my heart saying Alhamdulillah, and my body has full of sickness, I know I'm a winner. I'm the ultimate winner on earth. I'm the most righteous woman on earth or a man. I'm very close to Allah. What about my disease? It's not a big deal. Like Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahmatullah, you know what he said? He said, all the disease has one cure. You know what is it? Death. Death. Because when you die, you do not need an aspirin. You do not need MRI. You die. No pain. But he said, the real pain is start after death with the diseases of the heart. And he said, the ultimate disease in the heart, if you die and the moment of death, you're missing two. If you die in a moment of death, you're missing two, you are in big trouble. Anybody tell you what is the two you need in a moment of death?
La ilaha illallah.
Be specific now. It's two words, two separate words. We talk about them all the time.
Faith, iman, and
Yaqeen. This one. What's another one?
Bob.
What's that?
Bob.
Huh?
Bob.
Love. Why? Because in the moment of death, your sins is not a big deal. Your worship is not a big deal. But you have to meet Allah with complete faith in Allah. لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ ظَنَّ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, nobody among you die except you have faith in Allah. And the second, if you die in a state you love in somebody other than Allah, you are in big trouble. Because at this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, He said, oh my slave servant, who is this person? Is this person can give you what I can give you? Is this person can save you the way I am saving you now? One of the most beloved word, if you say it from your heart, Allah kingdom gets shaped. What is a word? A word. If you say it sincerely from your heart, the whole kingdom of Allah gets shaped and Allah answers you with a word. A word. If you say it from your heart, the kingdom of Allah gets shaped. And Allah replied to you. And the way He replied to you, He replied to you the way you reply Allah in Hajj. No. Be patient and think. Something below to what we're talking about now in Mecca is one word. Something Allah emphasized and we talked about in the last 3 days. One word below for Allah, Allah emphasized in His Quran, we talked about it last 3 days.
SubhanAllah.
I should get electronic work. Remote control work. What is La Allah? If you said, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, if you say it from your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, He said, Labbaik Abdi, I'm coming to you, my slave. You tell me I'm your Rabb, I'm for you, I'm belong to you. Whatever you said, I will fill you for you. In the grave, if you said, Ya Allah, Allah replied to you. In dunya, Ya Rabbi. In the grave, Ya Allah. But it's not the way we say it. The moment you say it, you have to have nobody in your heart except Ya Rabbi. You do not know this word, how powerful it is. This is why anybody come close to me, I teach them something very simple. If anybody asks you how are you doing, what do you say? What is it?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Why? One scholar told me, he told me, if you say Alhamdulillah, is one thing. If you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you die. Because now you completed the whole pillar of Islam. Because in just one drop, is almost 80% of the message. In just one drop. But if you say it with complete belief. Do you know what it means? What is my fear? Only for Allah. What is my love? Only for Allah. What is my devotion? Only for Allah. What is my rely? Only for Allah. What is my tawakkul, my yaqeen, my faith, my patience, my everything for Allah. Once you have that, and you say, Ya Rabbi, nobody can touch you. Nobody can touch you. No jinn, no ins, no shayateen, nobody. Just said, Ya Rabbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Labbaik Abdi. If you exercise it alone, if you just say, keep sit down alone, keep walking, and always say, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Mawlaya, Ya Khaliqi, talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. Generate this bond between you and Allah. Because this is the regulator of what we learn. It's not homework and go home. No. It's not how much you do. If you come in here and this summer ends and you keep going and say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you are a winner. If you keep walking and say, Ya Rabbi, you are a winner. If you walk and say, Ya Allah, you are a winner. If you have changed and only you love Allah, you are a winner. And the rest is easy. Because if you die at this moment, Allah will not ask you how much you know Quran. Because the whole Quran and what it contains, for what? For Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. To praise Allah. How Surah Al-Fatiha start? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah. If you read how many chapters start with Alhamdulillah and it's all Makki. It's all Makki. You have to know for a fact. Once you read any chapter in Quran, start with Alhamdulillah, what it means after that? The whole surah about the gift of Allah, the ni'am of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the bounty of Allah. By this way, when I read it from one who loves somebody. The one who loves, the one who gave me all this. Look at the couple of verses. Because if we go already to Surah Al-An'am, it can take us really minimum 3 years. If we go step by step, it can take us 3 years. But I'm just going to glimpse. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ قَدَرْ أَجَلَ He's the one who created you from clay, and He ordained your destiny. You see the messages? Do you know what it means? Do you really know what it means? Do you know, if I believe in Allah, and Allah didn't become my servant, I create you from clay, and I ordain everything for you. What it mean? Right away, what it do to me? I'm happy. I'm calm. I'm belong to Him. He tell me everything I wanted for you. Finished. What about all the condition? What about all the calamity? All the jinn, all the shayateen, all the problem, my husband, my wife, my kids, is all a destruction. Is all a destruction. Why Allah allowed to happen? What's that? Test us. To trial us. To see my devotion. My real iman and yaqeen. If I have real iman and yaqeen, it will change me? Condition change me? No. No condition change me. I'm a millionaire, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm having nothing, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm healthy, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm very sick, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. My wife and husband is good, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So is he as a worst people on earth? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Condition do not change me. I'm not a slave to condition. I'm a slave to the one. This is the message. In any given time, I'm a slave to the one. I'm not a slave to two or three. Wonder what happened today. Because the iman is so weak, we become a slave to condition. By this way, every time you meet somebody, every day different things, different mood, different everything, different. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is not that quality of a believer. The believer has one heart, one devotion. He's a slave all the time, not sometime. Don't ever forget it. And the more you build in the bond between you and Allah, something very beautiful will happen. Very beautiful. And will never happen to you unless you have that. Something very beautiful and very powerful will happen. as a gift from Allah if you just believe in Allah and have contentment and tranquility in your heart. What is it? One word. One beautiful gift. If Allah give it to you, it will make you so happy and you're starting to do tawakkul. Now you're starting having a rely on Allah. One quality. He will give it to you. We said, if you believe in what we said now, Allah will give you one thing more. This gift, it will make you so happy, more content, and you start relying on Allah. Something today we do not have. We almost have nothing of it.
Humility.
What's that?
Humility.
Think, what is the quality? If I receive, it will make me more reliant on Allah. Something is the opposite of what we said a few minutes, seconds ago. Now, why we are slave to condition? Because we see things the way we think. Because we are blind. But once you believe in Allah, He give you vision. He give you basira. And basira is what I explained to you before, is the internal infrared information system. Allah give it to you in your heart. Meaning you will meet people, you sit down in any situation happen, and you are ready, happy and content. Why? You're looking with the wisdom of Allah. You're not looking to condition. You're not looking anymore with your eyes. You're looking with your heart, straight to Allah. That's where your eyes tell you one thing, and what your eyes tell you is a lie. Because who controls your eyes? Shaitan. Shaitan go to the eye and distract you. But vision from the heart. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about blindness. He said the blindness is not in the eye, in the heart. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. The vision of the eyes do not get blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But the blindness coming to the heart in the chest. By this way, how I receive basira, how I receive vision from Allah, how I have the internal infrared system, the satellite system connecting me between me and Allah direct, and give me the inside story of the situation. This will never happen unless you are in a state of contentment, content of thanks, and remember you are running in the destiny of Allah. Once you are in this level of belief, automatically Allah give you basira and He can give you something else with the basira. Once you have it, you're done. What is it? Hikmah. Who said it? You, Allah iftah alayk. Once you have hikmah, what hikmah will do to you? Wisdom. Do you think you will be a fool? You will think you will be hasty? You would think you would be anger. You would be using, you would be bubbly about everything and nothing else. You would think about being like nonsense. No. You look with different vision. Everybody can be running like chicken without head. And you can't. Why you can't? Why you can't? Because you have the belief now. You have the trust. You have the contentment. And this now, it leads you to the ultimate. It leads you to the ultimate level of Iman, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do it yesterday. What is it? Tawakkul. Rely on Allah. At this time, and once you rely on Allah, you're done. No shayateen, no jinn, nothing. You can burn any shaitan with one word. Hasbi Allah wa la'a al-wakeel. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Allahu Akbar. But what kind of talking? From the tongue? No. It has to come deep from the heart. But all this, it can accomplish with something simple. When Allah tells me, you are a clay, and I ordained everything for you. If I believe in Allah, and Allah talking to me, and tell me, my servant, you are a piece of clay, and your destiny is already written. Can I worry about my mom, which husband will do big for me?
No. Can I worry about my future? Can I worry about my business? Can I worry about my house? Can I worry about my kids? Can I worry about anybody? I can. A Muslim cannot be worried. You cannot be worried for a second. Because the moment you worry, you deny everything of Zabidi. You deny it completely. Where's Iman is not there? Where's Yaqeen is not there? Where's Tawakkul is not there? Where's understanding is not there? Nothing! It's finished! I cannot worry for a second! And the opposite, I will have peace. I will have tranquility. I will have contentment. I will have tumaqeena. I will have happiness. I will have security. I will have insurance. Why? My Lord is with me. My Rabb is with me. Who can do anything to me? I don't care if the whole earth go up and down. I don't care. Allah is with me. Allahu Akbar. I do not need anybody. And at this moment, now, if I said, Ya Rabbi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Labbayka Rabbi. And this is the first message of Mecca. This is the first message of Mecca. This is the first message of Mecca. It has to be incarnated in our heart. And without it, we're not going anywhere. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. He knows what you say, what you hear. Don't play a game. Do you see why I always tell you be sincere? Can we act up? Can we show off? Can we act in the front of each other? We can, but we don't go anywhere. All what we're talking about it inside is deep inside. And if you develop it inside, it reflects outside. And this one also, my dear sister in Islam and boys and young men of the future, inshallah, don't ever forget me. You won't do some goodness to you, buy a small cassette recorder, voice activate it. Carry it with yourself. Keep it on all the time. By this way, every time you talk, the tape recorder is recording. At night time, do yourself a favor. Listen to yourself. Listen to your own self. And I want you to analyze your voice, how you talk, to whom you're talking, what you're talking about it, and how much time. And this can develop you so easily. Is nobody Ahmad watching? Is nobody watching? Is nobody screaming? This now is honesty between you and Allah. Please do yourself a favor and do that. Because today we blame the television, we blame the telephone, we blame everybody, we blame my friend. What about blaming myself? I promise you, if you do that even 2-3 times honest to Allah, you might get a shoes and meet up yourself. Because you will see how foolish you are, how nasty you are sometimes, how is your voice so bad. Because you know what I want you to learn? How to learn to be a slave to Allah. How is my voice? With whom I'm talking? Why I'm talking in different voice, different time? I know some people, their voice with some people so beautiful and so peaceful. And with another people like dogs. Why my voice changed from one person to another, situation to another? If I'm a believer of Allah, if I'm a slave to Allah, if I'm watching my relationship between me and Allah, I should worry about my voice. I should worry about what and whom I'm talking to, and what I'm talking about. I should worry about how much I'm doing zikr. I should really analyze my time. And if you do that, it will develop honesty and sincerity between you and Allah. Take it from me. Do it. It will cost you only maybe $30-$40. If you want to get a fancy one, maybe $50-$60. But it can change your life. I promise you. But if you're honest, it will change your life. It will change your life. Okay? Do it.
Because this will make you a real man or a woman. Nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. It's between you and Allah. Because something I always tell to people, your voice is a reflection of the status of your heart. Imagine if I meet you today, this happened to me. And tomorrow, I'm happy, I'm winning a lot, and this and that. And the phone, he left. Every day, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Is this a status of a believer? No. Not at all. This is status of a slave to condition. Because if I'm a believer, I worry about my relationship with Allah. What happens if somebody gets me angry? What happens if somebody gets me angry? Can I get angry too? Can I raise my voice? Can I get so hyper? Tell me. Why? Because if my companion is Allah, Allah is wadood. You know what meaning wadood? Ya wadood. Another scholar loves his name. You do not know your lady what this meaning is. If you ever feel lonely, say Ya Wadud. The life, the loving, the companion, the friend, the guardian is all in one. Zawad Ya Wadud. Imagine if you said Ya Wadud with your heart, you know what meaning? Allah said, oh my slave servant, you want me to love you? You believe you need me? I'm your companion, my dear beloved servant. Imagine if Allah is your companion, what do you want? Then, if Allah is your companion, what do you want? But if you say with a belief, He is your companion, because Allah said in the Quran, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Remember me, I remember you. Imagine every time you said, Ya Wadud, Allah called the angel and said, oh my angel, bear witness, my servant, no, I'm the Wadud. We are too far, we're missing a lot. Go to the most beautiful name of Allah. Don't just recite it and memorize it, live it, live with it. If you ever have a fear, say, Ya Qawi, Ya Mateen. Ya Jabbar, you have no any problem, finished. You can burn any shayateen in no time, but only if you say it with Iman and Yaqeen. Now, I'm going to jump in Surah Al-An'am because I'm interested to glimpse part belong to us now. And what I'm going to let you read today is exactly what's happening to us now. And if you read it with heart, you will know exactly what's happening to us now. And what is that? You can start from verse 40 to 45. And actually, if you like, you can continue the end of the surah. I'm going to go through it with you quick because it's so beautiful and it has a lot of meaning for us now. Because very soon, what I'm going to do with you, I'm going to go slowly, one chapter after another, and I give you the keys of understanding every chapter. What we're going to do now, I give you the keys. Allah told and explained and told and explained and told and explained, now He give advice. In Mecca, you have to know the Quran Mecca. Allah praise Himself, He give you advice, and He give you explanation. And He give you all the detail. And all of a sudden, in the middle or towards the end, He start giving you different advice. are interesting about the advice of Allah to us. The detail we can go through it about ourselves. But the main advice. Now all of us have a main advice from Allah. From verse 40 to 45, and actually you can continue until verse 49. And you can keep going. And I'm going to go through it, and we're going to see. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse 40? Said, did you see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you a torture? Listen carefully now. If Allah sent you a torture, or the day of judgment come, is anyone else you can call except Allah? Listen carefully to the message of Allah. If you are truthful, but only Allah you ask Him, فَيَكْشِفْ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ, and He will elevate what you asking for. This is, by the way, you can implement it in sickness and everything. Only Allah can take it out. Meaning Allah can lift the torture. Allah can lift the disease. Allah can lift the calamity. Allah can lift the condition. Only if I seek Allah with what belief. Only Allah is the only one. But can it be Allah and my doctor, Allah and my art, Allah and my medical? It doesn't work. I will give you a story quick. This story, it happened in the early Islam with one scholar and one very wise person, Tabi'in, or Tabi'a Tabi'in, his name is Ibrahim ibn Adam, radiallahu anhu, rahmahullah. A woman came and told him, Ya Ibrahim, I have a problem. Teach me the most greatest name of Allah. He said, I can. Come tomorrow. She said, please, my calamity is so severe. I need solving my problem. He said, come tomorrow. She keep begging him, he refused. She come tomorrow crying and screaming. He tell her the same thing. To make the story short, the third day, the same thing. The woman, she was so desperate. She screamed at him, she cried, and she ran away. And she left her hand to Allah. She lifted her hand to Allah in a state called ibtihal. Called ibtihal. Because the way you're raising your hand to Allah is two styles. Qunut and ibtihal. Anybody know the difference? What is the state of the hand of qunut and ibtihal? Qunut in the state of your shoulder. How do you do this? Qunut. Qunut is like this. This qunut. Ibtihal, your hand will be all the way up, your head is down, and you're crying to Allah. This ibtihal. Okay? And what she did, she went in a sight, and she started crying to Allah and doing ibtihal to Allah, and she made a lot of dua. This scholar, what he told her? He told her, oh lady, go home. Allah to care about you need. Go, Allah to care about you need. She didn't wait, she ran. The following day she came to him. And she asked him, oh Ibrahim, how do you know my calamity is already fulfilled? You was not there. He said, I saw you the way you made dua. She said, and why are you rejecting me for 3 days? He said, when you came to me every day, you believe I can help you. And I do not want you to be in a state of shirk. Partner with Allah. I want you to be in a state of desperate. He said, did you not hear what Allah said? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who will accept the desperate one except Allah? Who will accept the desperate one except Allah? Do you know what the scholar said? He said, the greatest name of Allah, the one you call Allah with, in a moment, you have completely desperate except from Allah. meaning ill mean in earth. You have nothing in your heart except Allah. At this moment, Zarmuri dua is accepted. But you cannot have any doubt, you cannot have any mean, you cannot think about anybody except the only one. At this moment, your dua is accepted. Don't look for somebody to make dua for you. You can make the accepted dua. You can do the accepted dua. All you need, a hand is pure from haram, no zulm, no oppression, and crying to Allah with honesty. Oh Allah, you the one. And this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse 41. But listen to what the another part of the verse. فَيَكْشِفْ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. He will lift what he want if he want. Can I do the dua and I'm desperate but I want it? No. I can do the dua? Yes. Have you been? Yes. I'm desperate? Yes. But I thank Allah for what he ordained to me. وَتَنْسُونَ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ. And you forget your association with Allah. Listen to what he said. This is a beautiful, strong message and a pure message to what we're talking about. Verse 41. He said, he will elevate the problem. He take care about you if he won. But, and you forget your shirt, you forget your partner and association with Allah. I bear witness to Allah. You won't be a winner today. Clean the shirt in your heart. No fear, no love, no devotion, no trust, no loyalty except of Allah. At this moment only, you will see the power of Allah. None of us. Now listen to the message quote. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We send to nation before you all kind of, you know, hardship and calamity and drought. Maybe they will do tadarrua. Maybe their hand will be elevated and make dua for me. Do you see it or no? Is this not the time to do tadarrua? What Allah asks us to go to college, to study psychology, to be a lunatic? He asks us one thing. Do tadarrua to me. فَلَوْنَا إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. And if they receive the torture and they do tadarrua, but, meaning if they receive the torture and they will not do tadarrua. This one happening to us, and this one is scary. We have September 11, we see the oppression, we see what can happen to us, but we did not do tadarrua. And we went to all kinds of extreme, and we forget who is the owner of everything. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said, وَلَكِنْ قَصَدْ قُلُوبُ. The heart is hard. But the heart is hard. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And shaitan, he decorated for them what they think they're doing. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And when they forget what I remind them with, this is what happened to us or no? We forget what happened to us. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open for them the door of dunya, the material, the money, the status, everything. I open. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَوْا. They're happy with what they have. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. I will take them all of a sudden. Believe me, I know what the star. He doesn't talk at all. Do you know what he does? He just keeps crying and waiting for this verse. He keep crying and looking for this verse. Do you know what he believed? He said, all of us should die. He believes the torture of Allah is coming. And the majority of Muslims in earth, the majority, all of them will die. Except a few. Allah will torture all of them. If you don't believe me, read verse 44. Very easy. Very slowly. After that, فَقُتِعَ لَهُمَ الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah cut those who oppressed. وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Imagine, Allah ended وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Now, look at after that. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ. This verse now 46. Did you you see if Allah take your hearing and your vision and understanding وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ and Allah veil your heart, you cannot comprehend, you cannot hear. مَنْ إِلَهُ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْكِكُمْ بِهِ. Who else can open your heart again? Tell me, who else can make you see? Do you remember yesterday? Do you know I was dealing what happened to me? I said to myself, if we as our people sitting in here, and you're listening to me, you have two choices. If you always get the message, if you are blind, you will go and you will not see nothing, and you will go complaining. Do you see what I'm talking about? Because if you're honest, you have no choice. Either to do an action, or if you sit down with arrogant and argue, and you do not believe, you are vain. And if you vain, nothing I can do to you. It's nothing to do now about mercy or harsh or nothing. Because it's a clear message. Is your son and daughter is not an example? If you're honest to Allah, can you see where you can go from there? And if they are in the state where they are, this so-called, this so-called, this so blind, is this not should make you crying? Forget about me. I can be the worst man in the world. Don't worry about me. Look at your own children and look at what's going on. This should be scary because you have a relationship between you and Allah. We have a duty. We should worry about the duty. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned us. He can take our vision. He will take our hearing, our comprehending, our heart. He take it. Now we have people blind. They cannot comprehend. They cannot see. They cannot hear. انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون. Look how we send them sign and they cannot see it, and they deny it. If you look today, is all the trees burning? Is what the volcano earthquake, hurricane, all this is not a sign? Is even weather, hot and cold is not a sign? All up and down, economy is not a sign? Everything is a sign of Allah. But who can see? Only if you connect your heart to Allah, you can see. You will hear the news, but you will not hear it the way you want. You will hear with heart connect to Allah. Now we have the basira. Now we have the infrared information system between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قل أرأيتم جزي again. قل أرأيتم يأتيكم عذاب الله بردا أو جهرا هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون. If Allah sent you a torture, all of a sudden, hidden or suddenly, is anybody will be destroyed except the oppressed one? If you know it from the first, what I said, who's Zalim on earth? Us. And what Allah said, He only destroys the Zalim. He only destroys the Zalim. Now listen to the following verse 48. Read it, Sister Samina. We're not going to send Mursaleen except a glad tiding or a warning. It's not here a soft and ice cream. No, we have no time for soft ice cream. It's hellfire and paradise. You do good, I have to give you glad tiding. We do bad, we are in a big trouble. Wallahi, if you sit right on and watch some of the poison here, how is he said? You will be screaming or going somewhere and that's it. You sit down like an Amanda man. You sit down like an Amanda man. I do not know if you sit down with heart or no. And if you have a heart and eyes and ear, you think, how is he can move? If he's not moving, what happened? It's blocked. It's blocked. Honest to Allah, I have to ask you something. Is some of you, her husband or her family is dealing with haram, or your business in the beginning was haram, please go look. Because this I believe it. Sometimes what veil our kids is haram. Or we make money and we're supposed to send to our parents or our relative or our Muslim and we're not doing it. Allah veil us. You want Allah to do for you? Do. Check what's going on. Check where is your money coming from. Is halal or haram? Because even if you cry until you die, it's not a big deal. Until you purify your income. فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحْ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Whoever, look at this, آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحْ Whoever believe and do good. Those you do not fear for them. And they will not be upset. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ And those who are deny our sign, those who deny our sign, they will be touched by touch. You know some scholar what he said? We all been already touched by touch. We think is that our status is torture. To be blind is torture. To be far away from Allah is torture. To iman and yaqeen is from Allah is weak is torture. Please, anybody sit here. Either you sit looking to me or leave. Don't sit facing down. Sit like a human being sit. You do not like what you're hearing? Leave. Much better. Don't worry about money and debt. I'm serious. We should stop making our kids sitting like a zombie. You do not want to sit? Go. I hate when I see people sitting. It's not sitting. You do not like it? Leave. Because you can destroy all of us. Do you know one person in this halaqa can destroy all our mercy of Allah? One person, his heart is not here, it can destroy us, all of us. Please, tell your kids, anybody do not want to come, more than welcome. Go play like lunatic outside, no problem. But don't sit like a zombie. If you're not always sitting for Allah, leave. Please, wallahi, if you're not sitting always for Allah, leave. Because you can destroy all of us. I do not want anybody to sit with me, his heart is not here. Please, don't push your daughter and sons. Give them complete freedom. Tell them, please go. We do not want to destroy ourselves. Now, what is God, he said, what the meaning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابِ They been touched. Mass, this mass. When I touch you like that, call mass. When shaitan touch you, call mass. And mass of shaitan. Mass meaning I do not penetrate my action. It's only a touch. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look, if I send them a touch of my torture, with what they done in their life, with the fusuq, because we really stand in fusuq. Do you know why we are in a state of fusuq? Anybody tell me? Why we are in a state of fusuq? One word again. Why we are in a state of fusuq? What's that? No, it's very simple. It's Quran. You go to Surah Tawbah, verse 24 is the famous verse. What is it? No love. Allah said, if you love anybody more than me, you are in a state of fusuq. If you love your children, your money, your spouse, whatever, your parents, your family, your money, your business, more than Allah, Allah said, this is a qawm fasiq. Allah will not guide those who are fasiq. Now again, I'm going to take you quick. Again, to different messages. Now we go to 59 to 70. I hope some of you are writing down, because these beautiful messages can generate a keys in your heart. Now listen to this now. If you listen to it and heart you will not move, Ya Allah. Anyone sitting here has a problem, listen carefully. وَعَنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا عَلَمَا إِلَّا هُوْ And he's the owner of the key of the unseen. Nobody knows it except him. And he has the keys of the unseen. Nobody knows except him. If he tells us he has the keys of the unseen, tell me, who you want to go to? If he tells you, I have all the keys. I have all the keys. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ He knows what the earth and what the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ. No, a leaf in a tree falls down except he knows it. Imagine if this is my Lord, is this my Rabb? Can I worry about anything? Can I fear from anybody? Can I fear from somebody plot and plan against me? I don't care. He knows the leaf where it's going. It's not my business. ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض. Not even a seed in a deep earth. ولا رطب and no soft. ولا يابس and no dry. إلا في كتاب مبين. Everything in a book. Which book is that? You remember? اللوح المحفوظ. Everything is written. He knows it already. If I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who ordained everything, can I worry? Can I be even upset for a moment, worry for a moment, fear for a moment? All my fear and love should be to whom? The only one, the owner. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. He's the one, he take you at night, take you where? We dead. When you go to sleep, it's called the Mawt al-Sughra. The small death, some of us will never wake up anymore. وَيَعْلَمْ مَا جَرَيْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. And he knows what you're doing at daytime. ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُكُمْ فِيهِ لِيَقْضِي أَجَلًا مُسَمًّى. And all that for a certain destiny. Is a destiny. Is we are going in his own destiny. And after that, Allah will take us back to him. And he will tell us what to be done. Beautiful messages and very strong messages. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He's the Qahir. Do you know what I mean of Qahir? What's the translation of Qahir by English? Overseed, the most powerful, total control. You see, Qahir is not even, total control is not enough. Qahir by Arabic is unbelievable. Qahir meaning over control, very powerful. You know, I cannot explain it by Arabic, by English. What's that? Supreme. You can name it. ويرسل عليكم محافظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسله وهم لا يفرقون. And Allah is in حافظة. How many minutes left?
Seven.
Seven? MashaAllah. Okay, he talking about the حافظة. Let me stop in here for a moment. All of us have حافظة. You know what the حافظة is? The protected angels. We supposed to have a protected angels. But you have to understand something. Every one of us has different protected angel according to his iman and yaqeen. If you have a less protection, means something wrong with your heart. You have to go back to the heart. Because we can gain a lot of protection, we can lose a lot of protection. According to what we say, according to what we believe, in deep heart, until Allah ordained. Once Allah ordained, for example, if Allah ordained an accident, a destiny, something will happen, Allah tells the hafiza, go away. The protected angel go away until the qadr of Allah happen. Before death, the protected hafiza is leave. Finished. They cannot protect you anymore. Why? Allah ordained. Finished. If I believe in that and I hear it, who can harm me? Tell me, who can harm me without the will of Allah? And who can benefit me without the will of Allah? Please sit straight. Don't sleep. You want to go to sleep? Go to sleep, please. Sit straight. Sit straight. Please, you want to go to sleep? You want to leave? Leave. But don't go to sleep. You want to sit sleep? Go. No problem. It's a destruction, believe me. You really want to sit awake, sit. You really feel sleepy, don't worry about it, don't sleep. By the way, let me tell you something about halaqa. I can know who's receiving, who's not, by the will of Allah. You know why? If Allah opened for you, you would be sitting. You won't. You have a seed. You won't. And if you are blocked, I can see. You're sleeping. You're not here. You cannot repeat anything. You cannot comprehend. Once I see a son or a daughter or anybody like that, what I do? I have to respect Allah. Can you wake up somebody like that, sisters? You can't. Can I, even if I go to their ear and whatever, if I blow the trumpet like Israfil, it doesn't work. And this, as a person, we have to respect it. You can be Mrs. Whatever, Mrs. Whatever, Mary Marathon, doesn't matter. Your kids is not belong to you, it's a trust. We only can educate, we only can advise. This is why, please don't push your kids to come here. You won't go outside, go, you won't play, you won't whatever, go, but don't come and hear it. Because after that, I'm going to lift finger and then you out. If I see you sitting and you do not feel you're really sitting, I'll tell you out. You see, I stop because I see it. I can see the destruction. They have to be out. Because I prefer to be 5 people, 10 people, but in. ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق لا إله إلا هو ألا له الحق وهو أسرع الحاسبين ألا له الحق He's the ruler. He said, I'm the ruler. Look at the verses of Surah Al-An'am. Look. You do not need even the Holy Spirit. Look. Think about it. Now we go. Oh. Let me change the tape for a moment. By the way, it doesn't mean I tell you word 70, between 59 to 70 escape. Read it in your own time. A lot of beautiful questioning. This questioning can really melting your heart and make you very beautiful close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I focus on certain messages. Now, again, I'm focused on certain message. Write these verses down, because each verse is unique. It's a message completely to us. What is the verse now? Verse 17. Now, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. Leave those who make their deen. Be careful in here. He did not say his faith. Deen. What is deen? You can pray, you can make salah, but your house and your life is a mess. There's no Islam. What it means? Your deen become lahwan wa lahwan. A toy and a game. Do you see what Allah said? وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And dunya become deluded you. And you believe in it. وَذَكْرُ بِهِ أَنْ تُبَسَّلَ نَفْسُ بِمَا كَسَبَ. Remind those. Remind the soul. The one, the know. They will be holding tight what you gain. Do you remember what we talked about yesterday? Do you remember, sister, when you tell me what about enjoying life? This now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He said, whatever you do in your life, this is what you earn. And what you earn, you will come in the day of judgment and you will be questioned about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at this time, you have no lawyer, you have nobody to protect you from Allah, except what you have. And if you are spending everything, it will not be enough. It will not be sufficient to bring you back from the touch of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned those to do what? لَوْ شَرَابُ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. They have a boiling drink from hellfire. وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And a severe torture. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. with what he disbelieved. And here you have to understand, this verse can be belong to the disbeliever only. No. It's belong to anybody can do exactly like the disbeliever. How many of us today, in the Christmas time, we have Christmas tree? How many of us, we give gift to each other? How many of us, we have to decorate the house? How many of us, our house is ready? It's like no Islam at all. You see, Islam is not in the masjid. Islam is bred from houses. If I have Islam in my house, Islam in the ummah. And if we lose Islam in the house, we have no Islam. This is my belief. Take it or leave it. Unless we have a family like a Muslim, living as a Muslim, you see, we're complaining about everybody. Why are you complaining about everybody? Look at your own house. Where is Islam in the house? If we fail to have Islam in the house, Islam in ourselves, why are we complaining about government? Like one scholar in 1970, he said it's so beautiful. He said, you want to implement Sharia? Implement Sharia in your house. If you have Sharia in your house, this is the day Allah will give us Sharia in the ummah. But if we fail to have Sharia in the house, don't ask anything outside. Don't ever forget the sisters. Now I'm not going to take too much time because the time is getting short. Now, 81. Go to 81. And remember, between them is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Listen to this verse. Every verse I pick up for you, it has a beautiful message for all of us. Now I will ask you, read verse 81 and tell me what is the relation between verse 81 and our life now. This verse 81, believe it or not, it was in the time of Ibrahim. But you have to believe, we are the follower of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Rasulullah is the follower of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Basically, any message Allah given to Ibrahim alayhi salam is a message to all of us. What is the message in here? And why is it related to us? Yes or no, and why? Go ahead. This is a beautiful message for a certain problem we share today. Yeah, but be careful, the end of the chapter, the end of the verse, I tell you exactly. I want you to think before you talk. Read the second part of the verse. Yes, Nabil. Read it carefully. I want you to please think before you talk. Because it's a very specific message in me. Let me tell you quick. Do you remember after September 11 what happened to the Muslim? Okay, look at the second part of the verse. When Allah said, فَأَيِّنْ فَرِيقَيْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Which group is the one should be related to peace? If you know, which group? The group of Allah or the group of dunya? It's a question. This is not a regular shirk. Did you not hear it in our masajid all over? Did you not hear the messages in our masajid all over? It was full of shirk, believe it or not, in our masajid, all over. Why? Because all of a sudden, when the calamity comes, the reality of your heart show up. And all of a sudden, you fear peace. With whom? With the opposite direction. And you forget which fariq, which group should be the one with peace, except the one belonging to Allah.
Read this verse slowly again. Read it and read the question. فَأَيِّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ. Which one belongs to the true peace, if you just know? Which your quality will be? I saw it clearly after September 11th, a lot of Muslims shift so rapidly. Why we deter? Because we fear anybody other than Allah. Please read it carefully. This is the status of the heart. And after that, if you read verse 82, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who believe and they did not have a doubt or something hidden within in their heart and their belief, those the one Allah give them amn. Those the one Allah gives them security, and those the one Allah gives them guidance. Do you get it or no? Do you receive it or no? And the between is a lot of detail. Now go to 116. You see, I'm taking you to the verses is belong to us. Doesn't mean the rest is not belong to us. Read 116. Everybody read it? Do you get the message? Loud and clear? Do you read it, Tamila? Yeah. Translate it. Because this will answer all her question. Just this verse. Go to 122. And tell me. What do you think about 122? Oh, you don't have Quran, subhanAllah.
Your last one.
Okay. The 116. Anybody can read it for Sister Selina, please, quick? Read it loud. Go ahead, anyone. Let it clear. Oh, yes. Yes, please. But loud, very loud.
116.
Yes, please, 116. Okay, read 122.
And he who was lifeless to whom he gave life, and gave him a life, and who flowed and walks among men, be like him who is used to darkness from which he can never emerge. Thus have been their doings made attractive to unbelievers.
Let me tell you this in my own translation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيِّدًا. Is this the one who is dead? فَأَحْيَيْنَا. We make him alive. وَجْعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا. A person is dead. We make him alive and we give him a light. يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Is this us or no? We were dead. Allah gave us life. Allah gave us light to walk between people. Is this the same like the one he's walking in darkness? And he will never get out of it. This is the way the disbeliever degraded their life with their own disbelief. Allah tell us, value what I give you. Value the guidance and light. One
Can you read it, please?
Thus, God guides whomever he pleases by opening wide his breast to surrender, and straightens the breast of those he allows to go astray, who feel suffocated as if they were ascending to skies. Thus will God punish those who do not believe.
Do you see this? I want you to understand. By this way, when you meet people, how many of us today try to talk to them, they are uptight. They cannot sit. They cannot even sit in halaqah. Why your heart is uptight? If you feel and you see somebody's uptight, leave him alone. They cannot benefit. Because if Allah closes the heart of somebody, nobody can open. Even if it's around your daughter or your son or your husband or your wife. We do not own anybody. Don't ever forget that we not the owner. Allah is the owner. And we are a tribe to each other. By this way, today, I believe without no doubt, the journey is a lonely journey. You have to go to Allah alone. Whoever come, come, and you do your job. Don't ever forget this, Sister Samina. Because this I saw it all my life. Because the sunnah of Allah never changed. You cannot say, what about my husband? What about my daughter? No. You give them advice? Yes. You try to serve them love? Yes. But that's it. Can you be paralyzed by them? No, you can. You have to keep going. Because when the angel of death comes, you are not going to take your husband with you, or your wife with you, or your kids with you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this has to be inculcated in our heart. And even if you read after that, verse 126 and 127, mashallah, read it please, sister, very loud.
This is the straight path of your Lord. Distinct have we made our signs for those who reflect. For them in an abode of peace with their Lord, he will be their defender as a reward for what they do.
You see? Now, if you look at the Quran, Makki also, this verse said, لَقَوْمٍ يَذَكَرُونَ. This is guidance to those who remember Allah, not to anyone. And after that, Allah gave us a glad tidings. Now, inshallah, we're going to stop it here. And reminding, we stop in 125. Now, is there any question, any concern about today? Any question, any concern about today? What is the main message today? What is the word coming in your heart? Anything?
Get closer to
Allah. Yes, Nabi.
The journey is only by yourself.
The journey is only by yourself.
The signs are all around us.
Do work for Allah. Do work for Allah. You have to connect your heart to Allah. Yes, Nabi. But now, please. Do not what? Do not fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go ahead. History beat itself. The Sunnah of Allah beat itself. I tell people, did you ever read the story of Islam in Spain? If you hear it and read it, it's happening to us. We came to America, we came to Europe, we came to Australia, and before you know it, all our attention is money. We build fancy houses, we have everything, but we destroy Islam. What do you think what's coming? Two things. Either we wake up, or Allah wakes us up in His own way. Look at Bosnia, Albania, Chechnya. People do not know. May Allah forgive me, I'm going to say something right now in the open. Does anybody remember in Mina and Arafat, the Russian Muslim, how he looked like and what's he doing? So what's coming from Russia? Is he coming every year to sell? To sell canes, honey, furs, camera, stuff like that. Did you ever deal with them? What do you think? They are honest? They are not honest at all. They cheat. They are sitting smoking cigarettes all the time. They hardly pray or never pray. This is our Muslim Russian brother and sister in Islam. This is a majority, yes. You see, people do not get it. This Chechnya Mujahideen, why you do jihad when your own Ummah is by God? You should do jihad by doing da'wah, internal da'wah. I'm happy because I'm 5,000 Mujahideen or 10,000, and you have 3 million by God, they go to Russia, and they deny Islam, and when the time gets rough, you make them deny Islam. Why you do that? What we have to do, you have to do what? You have to save first. You have to first do da'wah. Da'wah is number one. You remember the story of Khalid ibn Walid when he went to one time in the battlefield and he lost so severe. And he sent to Umar radiallahu anhu and asked him, what did I do? He said, get out. Did you then give them da'wah? He said, no. He said, get out. Give them the money for all the destruction you caused. And give ransom to everybody you can, and after that give them da'wah, and after give them da'wah you go. So you become a Muslim. We forget the sequence of Islam. And this is why today I ask you and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in your heart. We have two jobs now, very important two jobs. Number one, connect your heart to Allah. Connect your heart to Allah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second, set intention to be invited. That's it. You have no another choice. This too has to be done. What I'm going to do, leave it between you and Allah. Let your iman elevate it, and Allah will take care about you step by step. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
The text that says, verily we sent to many nations before you, and you see them with extreme poverty and loss of health.
Yeah.
So that they might come home.
Exactly.
So if we think of that it's a trial for them, and we stay calm.
No, you don't stay calm.
We need both, we have to go and help them out.
Help them to do what?
We don't have to, cry for them and.
Exactly. You have to cry for them, but not cry for the torture. Cry to Allah, give us mercy. Go with the groups who go to Hajj. You will see the condition of the Hajj. This is the Hajj. Look at the amount of cheating and bad wording and everything in bad manner. This is the condition of the Ummah. Anyway, because the time is very short. Go ahead. The suicide killing. Number one is 105. Everyone, you remind me to move on. Okay?
Monday.
Oh, Monday, subhanAllah. Okay. The week is gone. Imagine. And before the moment, the month is gone. Please, wallahi, what you're receiving now is more powerful than all the earth and matter 14. Just remember to leave today and say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Mawlaya, Ya Khaliqi, Ya Mudabbir Amri, Ya Na'man Mawla wa Na'man Nasir. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ووفقنا الأمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. Just gain the relationship between you and Allah, you are done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas and sincerity of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the truthfulness of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of iman and yaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love Him and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love Islam and love those who love Him more than anybody else in the whole earth, ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, resurrect as a Muslim, invite us to Islam, and meet us with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين اجمعين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك ربنا عزك عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.